If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Dana. No, it does get better. It does.
Every time I have to look at Sean's face because he can't help but smile.
Like, why? Right. That sounds so bad.
No, everything's better.
Everything gets better when Dana's here.
Magic. You're a magic.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Look, you have to counteract Jim. You look like the comedy and tragedy masks. I was like, hey, Jim, what's wrong? He's like, fascism.
Yeah, you look very sad.
Gonna lose my house, Pooh.
I've been watching lesbians attack trolls on my Facebook page all morning.
Oh, have you? You've had a we were saying that she's Yanira has been dealing with some Trumpsters on the phone.
Yes,
yesterday was
They're
one
fun.
Of our favorites, right?
Yes.
We just heard her scream because we love killing babies. That's why. Slam. Fantastic.
Have a good day.
And then today something about you can burn your flag and you can suck my.
I love you, Yanira.
Yanira's having a morning out there. All right, so what happened? Oh, you would a troll.
I just basically said that if Sarah Palin's going to be running the veteran.
You can't
affairs,
say the thing. Don't say the thing.
I won't. Okay. If Sarah Palin's, can I say with
with a bleep?
Yeah.
If she's going to be running the VA, you're going
to. I'm going to start giving public speeches on how to give the best. Right.
Jobs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so I didn't know which word I couldn't say.
Okay. Not both of them together.
Okay, got it. And I said basically because I think we're both equally qualified. Don't worry, Sarah. I don't know anything about my subject either. Or I have zero experience. And some guy got on there and was like, basically, Dana, you would make more sense if you had a...
Hey, right.
In your mouth.
Right. So,
something. And I stayed quiet and I was like, well, that's not necessary because I basically have one trolling my page.
Wow.
And then all the slew of lesbian comedy fans that I have... basically went
descended
on
him like a pack
like
of dingoes.
They looked up his Facebook
dingoes.
Profile picture and they looked up his Facebook profile, found out where he worked.
Wow.
And that he was a chief of staff at a hospital.
Don't piss off a lesbian
now
gang.
They're like, we know that your license doesn't expire for another year, take down the comment or apologize. And I'm like, whoa. But Twitter was worse. It's amazing. I just did a little tweet about how I the only reason I want her in the veteran affairs spot is so
Tina Fey
will return to
Tina
Saturday
Fey back on SNL. There you go.
And
always
the,
a bright
the
spot.
The first tweet was, did you have a son that fought? I have a son that fought. You classless nobody. She speaks to us. And I'm like, is she sober when she speaks to you? Does she finish the sentence? And the other thing is like, I didn't attack. It's amazing how fast these people are triggered.
Right.
And they take things
so a little
personally.
Overstartled
it's,
response.
It's amazing right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not overreacting. Shut up.
Basically, that's it.
The girl from Michaels is at it again somewhere. Why are they such sore winners? Shut up.
Could you imagine if this guy had lost what these people would be doing?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, technically, he may have actually lost.
Right. Well, he did lose. Yeah. Have we mentioned that yet today? How much he lost?
How many millions?
It's up to 2.3.
Almost 2.5 million, Jim. Thanks for bringing that up.
2.5 million votes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow.
Well, if you take out the illegal votes, it's only, what, 4?
Right.
What a schmuck.
Okay.
Can I say
you also tweeted Trump Pence making holidays awkward since 2016. How was your holiday? Do you have Trumpsters in your family like I do?
I do, but they're not immediate. So luckily, I was surrounded by like-minded, very stable, sane, well, relatively, because they were still my family, human beings. But no, it was great.
Yeah,
I had a fantastic holiday. It was nice to be home with everybody.
Good. And Mama Goldberg's coming here.
Mama Goldberg's coming here.
I'm going to do a little dinner party, but she doesn't want to get excited about it.
No, she's that
Mama
typical,
Goldberg, you can get excited.
She is that typical, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. Like, I remember when David Brenner asked me to open for him in Aspen for a big festival. And, of course, my mother's like, are we sure it's David? Did we check the email address? I mean, it could be spam. And I'm like, wait, what would make you think David wouldn't want me to open for him, first of all? But I just think it's that mentality of, like, let's not get too excited. She comes from a generation of
See, now I can't help myself. The night that we do it, you guys, I'm just gonna turn all the lights off in the house and just
I
watch them ring the doorbell.
I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Oh, I guess she's not here.
Well, she's listening right now, so I'm sure she already knows.
I'm not going to do that, Mom. Okay. You also tweeted about something I've been talking about. While Trump is tweeting away, Mike Pence is appointing some of the most anti-LGBT people to the cabinet, and no one is paying attention. It is true. It is and who would be surprised with Mike Pence in charge?
Every single person that's been appointed to the cabinet has anti-LGBT views. Every single person. But I do love that. Did you see that the neighborhood that Mike Pence moved into temporarily in Washington, D.C. has now put up a slew of rainbow flags?
Oh, fantastic. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Is he in a log cabin?
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't look that way.
Huh?
But the tweets, the read.
See, Jim Ward comes out of his fascism fog every now and again for a little zinger. He's still got him in him.
Steph, on that tweet, I actually had to stop looking because the responses come up. It is amazing how many horrible humans out there are like, yeah, we are paying attention. We're not going to let anyone pro-gay get through. And they're calling him Electric Pence or something. What are they calling Mike?
Electric
Mike. They're calling him Electric Mike because of the conversion therapy and the shocking to LGBT youth. It's disgusting.
That's nice. I've waited this entire segment to tell you have something for here.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be.
A crumb, a little something.
All right. Oh,
yeah. There you go. Okay.
Thanks.
No, I just waited because I thought it was funny.
There's someone watching on Free Speech that's like,
Hey, did you see Matt Lauer just got a $20 million a year contract? And he's barely gotten the Cheeto dust off his mouth after...
I think he can thank Billy Bush for that one.
The last Trump interview.
Unbelievable.
Right? Oh, the mainstream media is just, I don't even know what to say. By the way, my friend Catherine has everybody I know has somebody, friend, relative, whatever. And she said, there was a quote, one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do, my dear, is grieve the loss of a person who is still alive. Something we're all doing thanks to this election that has divided our country and torn apart friends and family. And I've never seen it like this.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
The big thing, and I said this last time I was on the air, is I'm having a hard time with the people that have absolutely no empathy for millions of human beings that are genuinely scared. Their comments are so dehumanizing and so demoralizing to so many millions of Americans, and they don't understand it. If they could stop for a minute and just think, how would I feel if I was a gay person in this country right now? How would I feel if I was a Muslim? But they have no ability to do that, and that's what's causing this divide in our country to get further and further apart. I'm not going to have a conversation with you if you can't at least understand that people are genuinely scared. And they're not afraid. I mean, when Obama was elected, people were afraid they were going to lose their guns, and they didn't like that a black man was in office. That was it. That's all they were afraid of.
Yeah, and let's see. Meanwhile, how many guns did he take away? None.
Zero.
None. Zero. Right. So there are unfounded fears, and then there are really well-founded fears. You're right.
Meanwhile, these Trump supporters are about to lose their Medicare because Paul Ryan is doing this quietly. And I can't.
Oh, rubes. So rubes. Rubes, rubes, rubes.
Rubes. So many rubes.
We shall welcome ye back with open arms.
I thought that was
when
Jim.
When you come back. Huh?
I thought that was you just now. That sounded like you. And then looked over and his face wasn't moving.
He can throw his voice.
Yeah, it sounded just like you.
Sometimes it's actually Jim talking. It looks like it's me. He's a really good impression of me. Garrison Keillor, who I love, he made me feel slightly better. It was just he just wrote, because, you know, he tells some kind of sweet, folksy stories, as he does. But he said, while he's making alterations, he should consider getting a presidential hairdo rather than the hair of a hotel lounge pianist in 1959. It's distracting to watch a man talk about national security looking like he may suddenly burst into Volare.
Volare. Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
He will never be my president because he doesn't read books. He can't write more than a sentence or two at a time, has no strong loyalties beyond himself, is more insular than any New Yorker I ever knew, and because I don't see anything admirable or honorable about him. But politics is not everything. Life goes on. A person has to keep that in mind. And then he tells a really sweet, funny story about he and his wife changing a light bulb.
Oh.
Yes.
But the light bulb has to want to change.
No, he does do a liberal light bulb joke. How many liberal? Okay. He said it's interesting to hold a kind, gentle Episcopalian lady by the hips and hear how well she can swear while trying to replace a light bulb. But he says, I hope Mr. Trump does not make Wisconsin regret having elected him president, but it's still the same old story about love and glory, a case of do or die. Lovers must replace their light bulbs as time goes by. And I was saying that, Dana, that like, it's all you can do is try to repair our whatever relationships, friendships, one by one.
Yeah.
You know, find the good things in life, fight back on every level we can fight back. I don't know what else you can do, but you know, you can't roll up and die.
No,
right?
No, we cannot roll up and die. It's luckily in
my anthem. No,
Stefania, no.
What?
Nothing. I'd have no response after that.
Okay. Okay. Someone tweeted, Trump thinks he just has to stay away from his business. Does he realize his kids running the business have to stay away from government? Yeah, this is so ridiculous.
Oh, the conflict's insane.
Yeah.
Right. She's sitting in with business meetings with foreign leaders.
Ivanka. Right, yeah. Frank Rich wrote a great piece. Don't be fooled. Donald Trump will never walk away from his businesses. So when is he holding the press conference?
He's going to be doing it tomorrow.
Because he's on his thank you tour right now in Ohio.
Yes. Okay. He said he'll be leaving his great business in total. No, he's not leaving. That's okay. Here's a little tip for everybody. You know, you can still tell what a Trump business is because it has his name on it. Really? It's blind. It can't see it. Yes, he said, blah, blah, blah. Trump may reverse his stand on any issue in any given hour, depending on whom he last talked to or which talking head he last caught on cable. But he just does have one ideological imperative that has and always will be sacrosanct, making money any way he can without regard for ethics, propriety, the suckers on the other end of his quote unquote deals or the rule of law. Trump University was merely a preview of the Trump White House coming attractions. He'll leave his great business in total on that same day he releases his tax returns. It promises to be a kleptocracy that will make Harding's look like an object lesson in good government. I mean, it's... And people are, like, already some people in the media are like, oh, well, this is promising. This is good that he's, oh, look, he's addressing the... He's not addressing the conflicts of interest. So the only way Trump can be policed is by a Republican Congress that has the power to hold hearings, conduct inquiries, and if need be, impeach. That's not happening, right? I mean, so far, they're not going to do anything about it.
At some point, the Constitution, I know he's never read it. I think Ivanka should buy him a copy for Christmas and maybe start with the First Amendment.
A pocket Constitution?
Yeah, a pocket Constitution.
No, the cons are already giving that to him.
Oh, that's right.
Got the cons are on that.
He's going to get 4,000 of them for the holiday. The Congress still has to follow that somewhat. And so if there's an impeachment process, there's a possibility that that could happen. And we've talked about that. He's a firecracker that no one can control. They can control Pence. I would not be surprised if this man gets impeached by his own Congress.
They may throw it out right before the firecracker goes off in their hands.
Yeah.
Right? They could. Yeah. Well, exactly. Mike Pence is obviously the one in charge anyway.
Well, there's also the 25th Amendment that basically says if you're incapacitated and you can't actually serve, it doesn't say how. And I pretty much think Twitter tantrums at 3 o'clock in the morning constitutes maybe.
Enough for me. Mm-hmm.
If you're mentally unfit.
Maybe mentally unfit to run
if
this
only
country.
Only the founding fathers had foreseen Twitter tantrums, Sean.
Those tweets are going to be coming from POTUS if he gets sworn in. That's disgusting. Like, if you were to compare Obama's POTUS tweets to his at the beginning of his term, that alone is going to be comedy for us.
Yes. Not mine. He will not ever be my president.
He's not my president.
The approved terms, in case you haven't been listening. Cheetolini.
Oh.
Mango Mussolini.
Yep.
Orange Hitler or Gruppenführer.
Gruppenführer.
Those are the only approved terms. Please and thank you.